Automaker Stellantis recalls nearly 1.2 million cars due to software glitch. By Amy Furr on June 18, 2024. Automaker Stellantis is recalling almost 1.2 million vehicles due to a software glitch the company says can be fixed with an update. The recall affects vehicles in the United States and Canada, the Associated Press, AP, reported Tuesday. The problem stems from an issue that can disable the vehicle's rear-view cameras. But the company said there have been no reports of crashes or anyone being hurt due to the problem. The report continued. The recall covers Jeep Compass, Grand Cherokee, Wagoneer and Grand Wagoneer SUVs from the 2022 and 2023 model years. Also included are Ram ProMaster vans from 2022 and 2023, as well as the Ram 3500 chassis cabs and Ram 1500 and 2500 pickups from 2022. Also covered are 2021 through 2023 Chrysler Pacifica minivans and Jeep Grand Cherokee L SUVs, and 2021 and 2022 Dodge Durango SUVs. A company investigation found that the vehicles have radio software that can inadvertently shut down the cameras. Stellantis said it can remedy the problem with an online software update on the vehicle's media screens, and owners can accept that update on the screens. They will also be notified of the recall via mail. A defective braking system caused Stellantis to issue a recall recently of 200,000 vehicles, was reported on June 10. In November, Stellantis recalled more than 32,000 of its hybrid Jeep Wrangler SUVs due to a possible fire risk. Eight of those cars caught fire while they were switched off and parked, and six of them were being charged when those incidents happened, Breitbart News reported. It is important to note that Stellantis has been making a big hiring push for low-wage engineers outside the United States after laying off hundreds of American workers in its engineering, software, and technology departments, a Breitbart News article published in May read. Following layoffs of its American employees, Stellantis executives are looking to hire engineers for a fraction of the cost by hiring in Brazil, India, Mexico, and Morocco. Whereas Stellantis must pay American engineers $150,000 to $200,000 salaries, the automaker can pay engineers in low-wage countries just $53,000 a year. To read more articles about Stellantis, please click here.